A loud protest that disrupted a Nashville Metro Council meeting several months ago is now leading to changes in how citizens will be heard. And it's not a backlash against them, but actually a movement by council members to listen more closely to public concerns. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The protest in council chambers began with one woman shouting over Vice Mayor David Briley about the city's response to a fatal police shooting.
I'm sorry, ma'am, you're out of order.
And she was soon joined by more members of Black Lives Matter.
Now, we need to move on with our meeting.
Briley runs these council meetings and tried to stay on agenda, considering some run-of-the-mill rezonings, but that didn't work.
Nope. Meeting is adjourned for 5 minutes. Please clear the audience.
And all of this gave way to chanting. Eventually, the council relented, set aside its rules, and Briley gave protesters 20 minutes of open comment.
We may have struggled a little tonight to get you a chance to be heard. We're ready. We're ready to listen and to take action to address the problems of our community.
Yeah, I remember that meeting very well. The people in the audience wanted to be heard.
That's Councilman Jim Shulman, also there that night. Since then, the council has decided to find ways to better listen to citizens and to avoid this boiling over. One of the challenges has been that residents can't come to a meeting and raise any issue of their choosing. It must be on the agenda. That could change to allow an open comment segment, Briley says.
Is that 20 minutes that the council decided to give to the Clemens protesters was a meaningful exercise for the city. We got to figure out a way to institutionalize that opportunity.
Also coming soon, an online petition system where residents can signal to the council what they want addressed. Shulman is leading a task force and holding 7 listening sessions around the county. In other words, receiving public input on the best ways to receive public input.
So if this group wanted to be heard, what about other groups that want to be heard? You know, how do you open up government so people feel like they have access?
He plans to pin down new methods of gauging public sentiment while still keeping council meetings relatively streamlined. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.